Hi and welcome. This is Dr. Sarah Stricker from the Guelph Turfgrass Institute, and we are starting up season two of Canadian Turf Talks. This podcast is aimed to showcase the diversity of different types of careers in the turfgrass industry in Canada, and also to share some nuggets of wisdom. Last season, we had sort of an Ontario-centric and Eastern Canada set of guests. So this season, we're going to try to go out west. So my new podcast host joining me is Jason Haynes, who is a superintendent in British Columbia. So how about you, as my new co-host here, why don't you tell me a little about yourself, the course that you're working with, and your career, your background?
So I'm currently the superintendent at the Sunshine Coast Golf and Country Club. I've been there for the past 4 years. And before that, I was at Pender Harbor Golf Club. And I was there, similar to a lot of people, started as a teenager and worked my way up, became the superintendent in 2007. And I mean, during that time, you know, the financial recession and all that, I started reaching out with a blog just to kind of address some of the challenges that I was facing with budgets and with the threat of a pesticide ban and all that. And that got me some attention, and I was able to, you know, travel all over the world talking about my experience as a greenskeeper. And I did a lot of talks actually with other PhDs to kind of put what some of their research topics, put that into practice and kind of give a perspective from the greenskeeper's side of things. And about 2 weeks ago, I accepted the position as the link superintendent at Cabot Cape Breton. So in 2 weeks from now, I'm traveling across the country to the second best coast to give it a whirl, to see what it's like to grow grass on the other side of the continent and on a course with almost no trees. So it's going to be a bit of a contrast and a good challenge.
Yeah. So thanks for accepting the volunteer position. You just sort of popped in and said, hey, I like the podcast. And I said, hey, you're out west. I would like a co-host to cover Western Canada. So here you are. So what did you like about the podcast?
I just liked hearing about all of the various people in the turfgrass industry from a Canadian perspective. Most of what you hear about these days is quite a bit of Americans. There's a few Canadians that get out there, but to have a Canadian specific was really nice.
Yeah. And even when I recently hosted the Ontario Turfgrass Symposium, and trying to find speakers that have research coming out of Canada, it's also pretty hard to find Canadian specific. And sometimes when you have American speakers, they come up and they talk about products that we don't have, you know, and it's kind of frustrating for everyone.
You know, we're dealing with a lot of issues with labor. I mean, comparatively in the United States, it's we pay a lot more here, and we have a much higher standard, I guess, what I would, I guess, call it. So a lot of what works down there doesn't work here. Same thing with chemical control. We don't have as much, and it's in some instances going becoming less and less. So it's nice to have a Canadian perspective.
What was the blog that you were, are you still running the blog, or what's the blog?
The blog was originally called Turf Hacker. And I've changed it, just simplified it. I was tired of paying of the domain name. So it's called Fusariummy, Fusariummy, because I do talk a lot about Microdokia in the Valley, which is known as Fusarium. And, you know, there's lots of disease at certain times of the year, so it's yummy.
Well, see, that's actually a nice mesh with me, because when I did my master's, I actually did it on Microdokia patch. So, see, we bond over fungus. We're basically the same person.
Yeah, I come from the, from a greenskeeper standpoint, we don't like to see fungus like a pathologist would. But again, that's been part of my strategy, is that by having active disease, you can use that to guide your management practices. So that's something I've always had a little bit of disease hanging around. So
Yeah. Well, and that's, you know, people come here to the Guelph Turfgrass Institute and they look, they're like, oh my God, you have so many weeds. I'm like, yeah, because that means we can test herbicides, right? We wouldn't be able to test those products if we didn't let it get a little bit lean, right? So
yeah, you have to grow bad grass intentionally to get the problems in some instances. So yeah.
So true. So what are you looking forward to? You know, some of the guests that I sort of pitched to you, what are you looking forward to in this season of Canadian Turf Talks?
Well, I mean, from my perspective, I've always been the interviewee. I've never been the interviewer. So I'm really looking forward to hearing from a lot of people that I know personally, and just getting to know what makes their operations unique and how they are addressing the challenges that they face that we may have not have heard before. So
as a little teaser, we have a future guest coming in who is from DLF Pixseed. And another who is coming in from Syngenta. So these are two supplier industry interviewees that I'm sure they're going to give us some really unique perspectives on the green industry, as far as, you know, I really just know growing grass. And they're going to tell us about the chemical and seed supply side of it. And I definitely don't know that sort of side of the industry. And I think it's important for us to be aware that there's movement within the industry. You know, you're not necessarily stuck in one spot. If you start as a superintendent, you can go into lawn care, you could go into municipalities, you can go into sports, you can go into supply, you can go into seeds. You know, it's not a linear pathway. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's something I've always been attracted to in the industry, is that the sky is the limit. It's not like a lot of jobs where, you know, what you're doing on day one is what you'll be doing for the rest of your career. There's just so much potential.
There's no grass ceiling.
No. Oh, that's a dad joke.
Oh yeah. That's yeah. I got my dad joke license. Don't worry. I'm certified. So yeah, is there anything else you want to add to the teaser trailer?
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to talking to some different people, and hopefully I can come up with some good questions. And I've got a bit of research to do, which I'm also kind of looking forward to, although I'm a little bit busy. But if we're organized, I think it should work. So
yeah, ramping up for the season. What's the weather like out there?
Out here, well, it's been colder than normal. But it's been relatively dry winter. By relatively dry, we've only had, you know, 500 or 600 millimeters of rain. So that, believe it or not, is dry for out west here. And the last week that I'm at Sunshine Coast, we're going to aerify the grains. And then I'm going to hop on a plane and then learn an entirely new operation in an entirely new place. So I'm going to be pretty busy, but I should have time to do these no problem, really.
Thanks for your time and thanks for participating in this, because I think it's really important that, like, this podcast is sort of housed in the Guelph Turfgrass Institute, but I don't have as much field experience. I'm a lab rat myself. So having two co-hosts kind of balances that out and helps us create unique questions and conversations as well.
Maybe that's part of one of the things that I really liked about it. One of my favorite things that I've done is do talks with PhDs. You know, I've done talks with Micah Woods, Larry Stowell, Bill Kreuzer, and all of those talks. It's been nice to have the greenkeeper's perspective. It was also nice to have the PhD backing up some of the stuff that I talk about with some of the actual science. So cool. All right.
Yeah.
So I'm busy, but this to me, I don't know, it doesn't really seem too much like work.
Yeah. This is fun. I don't feel like I'm working when I'm doing this. So when I'm editing it.
Yeah. That's the work. I mean, if I'm not editing it, then that certainly, I just have to do the fun part, which is talk to people and think of good questions. So
see, and honestly, I find that the hard part sometimes is thinking of questions. So
that's perfect.
So stay tuned to Canadian Turf Talks. We're available on most major podcast platforms, including iHeart, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and leave us a like, a follow, a comment, share us with your friends, because the more listeners we have for this program, the bigger and better we can make it. Also follow us, the Guelph Turfgrass Institute, on all your social medias at Guelph Turf, and we'll see you soon for season 2. This podcast is brought to you by the University of Guelph and the Guelph Turfgrass Institute.